Crusade Channel News, news you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Tuesday, June 27th, 2017. A convenience store owner who shot a robber was sentenced to prison time. And in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a feisty patriarch. Yesterday was a good day for religious freedom at the Supreme Court, and a safety alert bracelet could replace panic buttons. Spanaway, Washington convenience store clerk Min Kim was sentenced to 8 years in prison yesterday for having shot and killed 21-year-old Robert Jaquiel Mason in his store in March of 2016, only a month after Kim's wife had been shot in the stomach during another store robbery. Prosecutors argued that Kim shot the man as he was fleeing from the store. Min Kim claimed he had asked Mason to leave earlier, and he did, but came back with a friend and harassed customers. When Mason stole cigarettes and then went for the cash register, Kim pulled his gun, and it appeared Mason was surrendering, but then he knocked Kim to the floor and went for his gun. Kim kicked Mason in the face, and Mason got up and fled, but Kim shot him twice in the back before he could escape. Speaking to KOMO News, Min Kim had this to say.
It was going to be either me or him. I don't want to leave my family behind. I gave them a choice to leave and walk away from us, but they did not, and they decided to come rob me.
Next up, after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Cyril of Jerusalem. You're listening to Crusade News. St. Cyril of Alexandria is a colorful character. He is a church father, bishop, doctor of the church, and 24th Patriarch of Alexandria. St. Cyril is known for the run-ins he had with others. He drove the Jews from Alexandria and had frequent public conflicts with the Roman governor Orestes. Most notably, however, was his condemnation of the heretic Nestorius, Patriarch of Constantinople, who taught that Mary was not the Mother of God. The topics of his writings included the Incarnation and the Trinity, which also prevented Pelagianism from taking root in the Church. St. Cyril of Alexandria, pray for us. Yesterday, those Americans who are concerned with issues of conscience were pleased when the Supreme Court said it would take up in the fall a case in which a Colorado Christian baker was punished for having refused to bake a cake for a homosexual wedding. The Supreme Court also voted to overturn lower court verdicts, which declared that religious organizations were not eligible to receive grant money from the taxpayers of Missouri. Trinity Lutheran Church had previously been told that they could not receive a grant for scrap rubber to upgrade their playground because they were a religious institution. Dissenting from the opinion were Justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor, who said the court was leading the nation, quote, to a place where separation of church and state is a constitutional slogan, not a constitutional commitment. Psst. It's not in the Constitution. Reuters is reporting on a new device aimed at replacing the panic alert buttons used by at-risk individuals, such as the elderly. It is called the Vivios Bracelet. Graduate student Hannah Paulson from the Lund University explains how the bracelet works.
You activate it by using a new grip that I call the panic grip, and it turns red, and then it means it's calling 7 different pre-programmed telephone numbers of your own choice, and when someone answers on the other side, it turns green, and then you know someone answered, and that help is on the way.
And lastly, in Celestial Musings, I am scratching my head at the hypocrisy displayed by Chicago participants in the so-called Dyke March this last weekend, who expelled from the march participants who were carrying gay pride flags with the Star of David on them. The BBC reports that Laurel Grauer, who works for A Wilder Bridge, an organization supporting queer people in Israel, said she lost count of how many times she was verbally harassed and that she had marched in the Dyke March for a decade with the same flag with no issues. Conservative blog Red State said it best, quote, when you're the organizer of a gay pride parade meant to celebrate inclusiveness, then you're not just engaging in bigotry and anti-Semitism, but you're saying to the world you're also a giant hypocrite. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned now for the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your News Talk and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel.
And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.